If I had to name the one thing that parents of adolescents in crisis most commonly and powerfully share, it would be grief. Most have had close, loving relationships with a child who seems overnight to have turned into an unrecognizable monster. The grief these parents feel for the loss of their child is profound and relentless in that the loss seems renewed daily. Few of us are aware of how much we have come to place our own need for nurturing and love in the hands of our kids until they shred it up and throw it in our faces. Jill sat crying in the middle of the couch, facing her daughter. "Cherie won't let me touch her anymore," Mom wept. "She goes crazy when I get near her and ask for a hug." "Tell him why we fought coming here," Cherie challenged. "Tell him why!" Mom turned to me for help. "All her life we were physically affectionate," Mom explained. "And suddenly, last year she starts going nuts whenever I try to hold her. So sometimes I just hold my hand as close to hers as I can without actually touching. That's what I did in the car that made her go nuts, cursing and screaming at me. She hates me." Cherie stared hard out the window and tried not to hear her mother's sobs. I softly asked Cherie, "Do you love your mom?" 10 ticks of my suddenly loud clock echoed in the office silence. Ever so slowly, Cherie nodded yes. "Then how can you treat me like that?" Mom asked incredulously. Cherie's eyes filled as her voice rose. "Because I can't take care of you. I can't even really take care of me. When you keep coming at me, it makes me want to scream." Adolescents often have snarling, scathing reactions to displays of emotional weakness by their parents. They're simply defending themselves because they cannot handle the responsibility of carrying their parents' emotions. The parents feel so crushed by this apparent cruelty from their child that they go back repeatedly to beg for acceptance. This causes the kid to move even further away, until finally the parents begin to experience a profound grieving for the loss of their once loving child. This grief, in turn, does some nasty things. First, it is debilitating, sapping parents of the energy they need to calmly meet the adolescent challenges now in front of them. Second, if the grief is not acknowledged and dealt with, parents can unwittingly transfer anger onto the large, arrogant adolescent who killed and replaced their sweet, loving child. Your kid has no idea why you're scowling at him all the time, and you don't even realize you're doing it. Finally, this whole process can isolate you from your friends and family, from your adult sources of emotional support. Even if you understand what has happened to you, and most of us don't, parents feel silly sharing this grief experience with others. How do you explain your grief for the death of a living child?